All right, y'all, it's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.
Wait, come on, hold on a second, hold on.
Give it up for your hosts, Corey and Justin. With producer in the back who does all the work, give it up for Jared.
What's up? How's everybody doing? Welcome into another episode of the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. What's up, Justin?
Yo, we need a new thumbnail for me in that. I got rid of the big earbuds. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. Well, you could send them another one.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, but Happy New Year. It's a new year. Do you celebrate? Like, do you do anything special for that?
I would have gotten wasted had I not had to work.
I haven't done anything special for that in such a long time. Such a long time.
Funny, like, I was planning on if we didn't work, I was thinking about going out.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on, but I don't know, man. It gets expensive and it gets crazy being out in a crowd of people. I mean, I guess I wouldn't mind going out. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know if
it's
I want
been a
to.
While.
Yeah, I'd kind of feel overwhelmed, I think. But yeah, for it being New Year's Day, Happy New Year's, guys. Happy New Year's. Appreciate y'all for hopping in so quickly.
Is it Happy New Year's or is it Happy New Year?
It's Happy New Year. I'm just an idiot, but I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm just asking because, like, scrolling through posts and listening to people say it and all that shit. Like, you hear people say Happy New Year's.
And then everyone says it different ways. Yeah. Happy New Year, Happy New Year's Day, Happy New Year's Eve. I don't know. We all throw it together. It is what it is. It's whatever you want it to be. I don't know. I thought you were teasing me there for a second. What do I know?
You're Mr. English major or close to it. What's correct?
That was a long time ago. You think I remember any of that? My brain is so far gone now. I don't have any room for any of that material anymore. But, you know, we're not going to do the typical New Year thing, the New Year episode, where it's a year in review. I've seen a lot of people doing year in review episodes and stuff. But this year was a little bit different for us because it was kind of like a half a year. We did a few months at the beginning of the year. Then we had that big gap where we didn't do anything. And then we got back on it and went full bore since October. And it's been a lot of fun. But we kind of talked about all that stuff already in the past couple of weeks, didn't we?
Copyright, Chris. We can't stream the football game.
You should stream the football game.
I would, because I have to have it paused in the background.
But welcome in, guys. Strikeout Beer, Allie, Opie, King. What's up, guys? Cam, how you doing tonight?
So, Corey, you got any resolutions?
Oh, we are going to do that? Okay.
Any goals?
I have a goal. But it's podcast related, and it's like
a big ass goal too.
It's outlandish. It's way outlandish, but
yeah,
set the bar high. So. Set the bar high, right? My goal is to get the Facebook page to 10,000 followers. Question mark? Maybe.
I'd be happy with 5.
Yeah, I'd be happy with 2, but I mean, I want to set the bar high because if we get to 10,000 on the Facebook page, that means we're reaching people and we're doing something right. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what my goal is. I mean, I asked people on our page, you know, what their goals for the year are, what they want to achieve, what they want to accomplish. I don't think a lot of people saw that post though, but some of the responses we got, they're pretty good responses.
All right, but personal family goals or resolutions, not podcast related.
I mean, that is personal. One of my personal goals. I don't know, man. I don't think about that stuff all that awesome. I mean, I guess I want to. I want to have more time with my family. I mean, I know that's tough with work and with putting time and effort into the podcast. But, you know, the wife and I talked about it too. She wants to be outdoors more, and so do I. I want to get my kids off of gaming as often as they do. Not completely, because I was a gamer myself. But, yeah, I want to spend more time outside. Just I feel happier and healthier when I'm outside in the sunshine. Hard to do in these next couple of months, though. You know, December's been kind of mild for us. December's been mild for us.
And what is this sunshine you speak of?
Yeah. Ain't no sunshine when I'm
when you work nights.
Yeah, you're a night owl, bro. And me right now,
Bob, right?
What's that?
Big orange blob. He called it yes. Bob. The big orange blob. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's how I feel. Whenever I see that, you're like, oh.
I mean, for me, I leave the house in the morning and it's dark. I get home in the evening and it's dark. It's like, what the fuck?
Me too. I sleep. At least you get to see the light. I sleep through it.
Yeah. My wife says we're going to expand the garden and make it bigger, work on it all together this year. It's going to be, yes, a big family endeavor. That's how we're going to get our outside time together. But we got a lot of work to do on that. We really do, man. Anybody else in chat do a garden? It's super important nowadays with the kind of shit they put in our foods. But we'll save all that fun stuff for a different episode. I have a couple of good ideas for episodes coming up, man. I do. And I've got a good controversial one that we can discuss coming up. Got to talk about that one with you soon. Huh?
I love controversy.
Controversy's fun. Nothing is better than a little bit of controversy. You know, you don't want to talk about religion. You don't want to talk about politics. And apparently, you don't want to talk about Taylor fucking Swift. And no topic gets people more riled up than Taylor Swift. And bro, yes, sir, I took that bait.
Everybody loved your Christmas picture. Everybody loved it.
Of course they did.
I gave you your gift.
And listen, now that response, that's how you were supposed to respond.
Rent free in your head.
I made a comment because I got annoyed and people lambasted me. I got told to change my perspective because I hate Taylor Swift. Now, I will say a lot of people made a good point and said, blame the media. It's not her fault. Blame the media. First off, I'm not going to get too into it. It is partially her fault, but it's 100% the media's fault for blowing it up like it is. No, let's not do that. It's the media's fault for doing everything they do. And that's why it makes me hate her more. Now understand, it's on a professional level. I could never judge her on a personal level because I don't know her.
Well, you do, but because you then go on to call her fake.
Yes, I do believe she's
so
fake.
So you do judge her on a personal level.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's the same shirt. It's the shirt. Yes. But my God, man. It's so crazy how defensive people got. Like, I'm not going to come after people that dislike someone that I like the same way. It's a little wild. And that's part of it too. That's part of it that gets me all riled up and crazy about it is it's like a worship, man. It's worship. I don't understand it. I don't understand the worship.
Vicious.
What's that?
They are vicious.
Right?
Those Swifties.
Could you imagine if, like, that little meme you made right there took off on the internet and people actually, like, started coming after us big time for it? I could see it happening.
So that was, like, a Twitter post. You covered up Kanye West.
What's that?
That was about Kanye West.
Oh, okay. That's nice, though. That was a good little meme that you made there. I liked it. If you were posting about Tom McDonald, you'd probably get rude comments about him. I probably would. There's a lot of people that don't like Tom McDonald. And I had a fun argument with Justin's daughter the other day about Tom McDonald. That was a lot of fun. The Swiftie cult is running wild. I mean, she's cashing in. So, I mean, congrats to her, I guess. It's just her music's not my jive.
She didn't have to do anything. The media did it, dude. They blew her up. She started dating Travis Kelce and showing up to games. They make a big deal out of it. She's making more money because of it. The NFL's making more money because of it. And the NFL's fucking protecting her. They're canceling fucking Al Michaels. Got canceled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Fucking keep showing her.
Yeah. Yeah. She totally loves the attention. Yes, matching suits. She's not drawing attention. She wears matching outfits with her boyfriend. That's not, you know, trying to draw attention or draw the cameras. Not at all. I don't like Tom McDonald because is like KRZ and overplays him. Who, Justin's like over like KRZ?
Yeah.
And overplays him.
I played the shit out of him.
Bill hates Tom McDonald too, and that's okay. I love his music. I think his music's great because it's not the same regurgitated bullshit over and over again. But it's okay. Tom McDonald is to me what Taylor is to Corey.
People, listen, Bill, people hate him because he speaks the fucking truth, okay? And there's no denying that.
The Swiftie cult is real, man. It's fucking unreal. But yeah, she's cashing it in all the way to the bank, all billion of her, all $1 billion of her. Holy fuck. Anyway, onward and on, onward and upward here. We're moving on. Because tonight I really wanted to touch on dreams, man, because my daughter last week had a rough time. She had a rough fucking time. She had the same nightmare over and over again for multiple nights. And that means that we did not sleep. We didn't sleep very much, and it was terrible. I didn't really get good explanations out of her about what the dreams were about. But when I finally went up and sat with her the one night, she said she was getting chased by demons. 9-year-old daughter having nightmares about getting chased by demons. I was like, what? Like, how in the world? How do you know that these are demons, babe? Like, what's going on? I said, what do they look like? She's like, I don't know. They're just giant black blobs and they're chasing me. I'm like, okay, so who knows if they're actually demons or if it's like some kind of, you know, significance of some sort, and it's supposed to be something else. It's supposed to represent something else. I don't really know. Has anybody else had a dream where they're being chased by something, anything? You could think it's a demon, a monster, anything like that. Jared's got some nice stuff for us. He says, to dream of being chased by something big or enormous may reflect your avoidance of issues you feel are too powerful or overwhelming to confront. Actually, I had something similar to that written down. Let's see. The one that I have says, a frequent theme is of being chased or pursued by a monster or demon of some kind. This may indicate some aspect of our emotional life that we are trying to run away from. Monsters in mythology often guard the treasure sought by the hero. They often guard sacred or holy places. I don't know that she's, you know, trying to get to a holy place or that she's sought by a hero of some sort. I don't know what that one would be about. But yeah, that one's a little bit weird. It's a little bit weird. Another one says dreaming about being chased by demons could potentially be a symbol of feelings of fear, anxiety, or vulnerability. That's a tough word for me to read right now. Fucking A. Or a sense of being threatened or pursued by something or someone. But I don't really understand what she's running from or being pursued by. She's 9 years old, man. We thought it was video games at first.
Have you ever gotten into looking into what dreams mean before this?
Like
with your own or?
Yeah, like years and years ago, though, closer to back when I was in college. I mean, I haven't looked at anything about it recently. But I mean, I think it's an interesting topic because everyone always says that dreams are hidden meanings to things. Or the one theory I like is that dreams might be memories of a past life or something similar to that. You ever hear that theory?
No, because I don't look into dreams. I don't dream.
I find that hard to believe that you don't dream at all.
I don't. Aside from
you and me have talked about a dream before way back when we first started the podcast. Our nightmare.
Aside from when I was on Chantix trying to quit smoking. Those were good dreams. I liked those dreams. And I don't dream. Those were vivid, interesting dreams.
Dude, I like
Chanel, on the other hand, was also on Chantix. Did not take to it well. She had terrible dreams, and she became a love you, Chanel, but she became a fucking bitch. That shit was, I dumped them down the toilet. It was fucking bad.
I had something like that. Never took that shit, but what the fuck did I have? Percocet, I think, when I had back issues or something. They gave me Percocet one time, And when I took that before bed, I had some crazy lucid dreams. For anybody that doesn't know, a lucid dream is a dream where you realize you're dreaming inside of the dream and you can kind of have some form of control over your dream. That was crazy, man. Having lucid dreams is wild.
Fantastic.
Why is that, Justin? What kind of dreams did you have?
Very dirty dreams.
Very dirty dreams that feel real, yeah?
Yes, yes, very much so. But other than that, the last dream I remember having, I was like 12. And it was the night before my Nana died. Hmm. And I knew she was going to die that day. And ever since then, like, I don't dream. I don't remember. No. Everybody dreams. It's just whether you remember them or not. I don't remember them if I do.
Did you see Mark's comment? They call those wet ones.
They might.
Oh, my God. Alex, my wife says, have you had your mom visit you in your dreams? I've had a few of those. I've had a few of those over the past couple of years. But it's almost like it's a memory to me. And the hard part with those is I struggle remembering dreams. Like if I have a dream that I really liked, I try to think about it a lot throughout the morning once I wake up so that I don't forget. And for some reason, man, I just forget those dreams almost immediately. And I don't understand that. I think there's so many crazy things about dreams. Like, why do we do it? Why do we dream? And my brain's going to go all over the place because I have so many different questions to ask. And I have so many things running through my head that I'm going to be all over the place.
To go back to yours. Yes, we did talk about nightmares.
What Joel said, that's the other thing that was on my mind. I should get a dream journal because some of my dreams make a cool ass book.
So we have talked about nightmares. And I did say I have a recurring nightmare. It's really the only dream I ever remember. There's nothing to it. I don't even know if it's a dream because half the time I don't think I'm fully asleep. It generally happens when I'm in like the process of going to sleep. So it's me overthinking shit where something happens. And because like the last time I remember that happening is when my aunt passed away, April-ish, somewhere in there. Was the last time it happened because the biggest fear is death.
Mm-hmm.
Always fucking has been. So anytime something like that happens to me, like that'll pop up. I've learned how to control it, but it's generally as I'm falling asleep, not while I'm asleep. It's more of a, I'm in my own fucking head overthinking shit. Am I, at one point I thought I was clairvoyant, Joel, when I was younger. I do remember having a lot of dreams where shit would happen similarly the next day. The last one being when my Nana died. But I wasn't the only one in my family that night to have a very similar dream. There was like five of us. My dad being one of them. That was a whole weird situation. We can get into that one some other time.
Oh, why? But we're talking about dreams now.
But it wasn't a dream like that. The whole situation that happened, like my mom and my aunt were going down to pick up my Nana's mom from, she still lived in New Jersey. So they were going down to get her the next morning. And it was the night before that I had the dream. My dad had the dream. My dad literally left work after 2 hours because he knew something was wrong. My mom and aunt are already on their way to Jersey. My Nana is watching my younger sister, who was 3, and my cousin, who was 3, at my aunt's house. And my dad just didn't feel right. Showed up to my aunt's house, finds my Nana dead, and 2 little kids running around. The dream was exactly what happened.
Really?
Yes.
I've heard of some people, like, having these premonitions or... like, use the word Joel used, clairvoyant, like, things so we, here.
I think we were in, like, 96. It was 97. So, what? 97, 98. So we were like in sixth grade, I think. I know we were in the middle school. So me, my cousin Brianna, who was in our grade,
mm-hmm.
and then my cousin Nicole, who was a couple years older than us, were all still in the middle school. And we all got called to the principal's office and they lost their shit. And I was just, I knew what we were going there to be told. As soon as I got called out of class, I knew what happened. So like, yeah, I showed
be kind of a wild
no
feeling.
Emotion.
You were already prepared for what was coming.
Yeah. And I forget who told us. I can't remember if it was the principal or whatever, but they're just looking at me like, I remember them looking at me going, like nothing.
All right.
I already knew, but I didn't tell any. I didn't tell my mom that for 10 years.
You think this is where that feeling of deja vu comes from for people? People dream, because I've had that feeling before. Like I've had shit happen in life
a lot. So I'm wondering, like I said, I don't remember dreams, but I'll get that feeling of deja vu a lot. So I'm wondering if. Like that's me going, oh shit, I dreamt that. Like yeah. I knew this was gonna happen.
Yeah, because I get that sensation a lot where something will happen in my everyday life and I'm like, man, I know I've seen this before, I've felt this before. Something strange is happening here. Like it's so awkward and I don't understand. But I mean maybe it makes a little bit of sense, but I also think there's something to be said for, you know, being memories of past lives. Like maybe there's just a whole slew of things that are going on with dreams, just a whole slew of things. Cause we talked about before how, and you've said it, energy can't die. Energy can't disappear. So when we die, energy returns to the planet in a sense. Does it go into a new life and does it bring its memories with it? Would that be strange?
No, because I've thought about that. That makes sense. That's deja vu to me is one of two things, like something that you dream and don't realize you dreamed, and then it happens, and you're like, "Why the fuck do I know? Like, feel like this happened." Or it's like your past lives going, like you're making the same mistakes or same kinds of decisions, and it's like paralleling.
Yeah.
And it hits you then. You're like, shit, I've done this at some point.
Yeah, Joel's right. The subconscious is crazy. And I think that goes to show that we really do only use like 10% of our brains. Have they upped that since we learned that back when we were kids? Have we barely use any of our brain capacity?
A lot of shit's changed since we were kids. Math has changed. There's only 8 planets, or is there 9 now? I forget.
It goes back and
is
forth.
Pluto
now,
a planet still?
There's 8 billion people on this earth. That's fucking 2 billion more than when we were in high school. Population's crazy.
It was just 7. What the fuck happened?
I read something last night as we were crossing into the new year. It said we were going to be at 8 billion total population.
Have you ever seen that movie, Lucy? Andrew just
yes,
said it's
I've
like
I've seen
Lucy.
That one, but the end of it kind of pissed me off. I was sorry. I was scrolling back up because there were a couple of comments I wanted to address, because Bill had said, I always have lucid dreams. I feel like I can do it on purpose. I've heard other people say that before too, that they can actually like have a lucid dream on purpose. Lucid dreams are they're extremely rare. They say less than 50% of the population experience lucid dreams, and only about 1% of the population, or 1% of that population, experiences it like once a week. Like, so it's not generally something that people do often. If you do experience them, it's not something you do often. So to be able to do that and feel like you can do it on command is kind of wild.
When I was on Chantix, that was what I was looking forward to. Every fucking night I had those shits.
Yeah. When I was doing research about lucid dreaming, you get into a rabbit hole. Because this is a thing. People actually learn how to lucid dream so that they can experience things like flying and all sorts of stuff and remember them. But there's like these how-to guides on how to lucid dream, but you can get really can go deep down into a rabbit hole by doing lucid
dreaming. To me, it sounds a lot like meditation. Like you put yourself in a Gary from the Eye Opener Society, like he delves into dreams. Like, to me, it almost, have you listened to the episode where he's like there, but he's in his meditative state and she's asking questions? And
when he said it's kind of like, yeah, where he goes up to his favorite spot with the person. Was it that episode? Yeah.
So like, to me, like, if there's ways to teach it, then lucid dreams just mean you're like in a very, for lack of a better term, zen place.
Yeah.
Where you can control it. I don't know. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. That's just off the top of my head. Maybe we should talk to him someday about meditation. And we talked to Chris about meditation once, our buddy Chris Noboa, and back when we had him on the show. And I've always been intrigued by it, but I have a problem with clearing my mind and getting to that state. I can't.
So do I.
I always have so much on my mind. It's hard to fucking do for me. I just can't do it. Joel says there are people that can teach you to do it on command. It's kind of like Jared just told us. And maybe I'm going to have to look into this to see if I can learn how to lucid dream on command, because being in control of your dreams has got to be cool.
Yeah, it sounds like it's like a form of meditation. That's what it sounds like. Like, if you can control that, you're not actually going to sleep. You're just going into this meditative. That's a word, right? State.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. If it's not a word, it's a word now. We just made it up.
It's a word now. Copyrighted. I own that.
Copyrighted. I don't know if that's how that works.
Trademark.
That's how that works. Sure. 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 Bill says I had it more than once a week. I also have sleep apnea and have experienced sleep paralysis. Not sure if they're all related. I was just gonna touch on sleep paralysis too.
That's wild to me, because I don't know if I've ever felt that. I remember Janelle saying she's felt that before.
I've read about it a couple different occasions, and
you've had it happen.
I don't know what story you're referring to, but.
I don't know, either one of your alien or ghost ones. Like, you were like stuck in bed, but you saw everything.
No, that's because I didn't. That's different because I didn't want to fucking move. That wasn't sleep paralysis. Sleep paralysis is different. It's like the way they describe it.
You said that. I remember you saying like there was something happened and you you just couldn't move.
I just stopped.
Like, you tried to, but you couldn't.
Yeah, I guess that's. What I was going to explain was, a lot of people describe it as feeling like something's sitting on top of you. And there are people that will try to do this intentionally. There's just like with lucid dreaming, there's a how-to on how to have sleep paralysis. And it's your body. What it basically is your body falls asleep, but your mind is still awake. So while you might want to move, your body is not responding. And that seems wild to me. I could see how that could be absolutely petrifying. Maddie Williams said, "What's up, fellas? Happy New Year. Look forward to see what 24 brings to you guys. Keep doing a great job." I appreciate that, man. Have you ever seen the movie Waking Life? Talk of lucid dreams makes me think of that. No, I haven't. I don't think I've seen Waking Life. It's a lot like Inception. They have you recognize a specific object so you know you're dreaming. The movie has their totem. What was I watching? Oh, fucking American Dad. Anybody watch American Dad? You ever watch that one?
2012.
It's been a few years for me too, but I specifically remember the episode on lucid dreaming because Steve, the son, he had that same thing where he has something in his dream that lets him know that he's dreaming. And it was a red ball bouncing past him. And they knew this. The goldfish and his sister Haley knew this. So they tried to make him think that he was having a lucid dream and that he wasn't awake. So they bounced the red ball by him and the fucking shit that occurs after that. Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. But it's so fucking funny. Our buddy Derek in chat. What's up, Derek? Dr. Benjamin Hardy teaches this exact principle, a healing meditation practice wherein you live in a projected future self state. Like, I wish I could get to something like that. I really do. Bill says the paralysis is your eyes opening before your brain realizes you're awake. Let's see. Some people see demons. I did not. Yeah. That, and I think the explanations that I heard, it's not just something being on top of you, holding you down. It's demon. It's like a demon. Yes, sleep paralysis is frightening. Only happened once to me. Was also probably the most vivid dream I've ever had. Got stabbed in the chest and felt the blood run down my chest and stomach. Woke up and was frozen in bed. Oh, good Lord, I couldn't imagine. That sounds absolutely awful. Although I have had dreams where I've been stabbed. Actually,
yeah, my question
last
that
night,
is when
that
he,
just triggered a memory. That was my dream last night.
When you woke up, did you feel the stab in your chest? Like when you were in your sleep paralysis state? Because like everything I've ever heard, like the falling off a building dream or being chased by a serial killer dream, shit like that. Like the reason you wake up before you hit the bottom or the reason you wake up before you die is because if you die in your dreams, your mind takes that as you're dead. And like, I don't know. I don't know how true it is.
I actually looked up that falling dream. The falling dream is a very common dream, and so many of us experience it. It says, why do you dream about falling then wake up? It says, why do we feel like we're falling in our dreams then suddenly wake up? This often happens when your body isn't fully on shutdown mode. I guess you could say you're asleep and dreaming, but you're not 100% asleep. Like your body is not 100% shut down. This is called hypnagogic jerk. It's common. Hypnagogic jerk. Hypnagogic. I don't fucking know. I'm not a goddamn scientist.
So I may have that one a lot because there'll be times when I'm asleep or almost asleep and I don't know if I'm dreaming. I don't remember dreaming, but I remember like catching myself. Like I'll be literally in the middle of my fucking bed and I'll be like, holy shit. And then I'm awake and I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
I was gonna say, how awkward do you feel? Like I've done that countless times in bed next to my wife. I don't know if she ever notices. I'm sure she does at times, but I always feel so weird. I'm like, dude, I don't want her to think I'm fucking weird or something like that. Cause I don't know. Like, I just feel so awkward when that happens. And I know it's something that everyone experiences, or most people do anyway. Most people that dream, Justin. Mm-hmm. Hey. But,
sorry.
Back to you saying, you don't dream. I did look this up just for you because you told me, oh, I'm not going to have any input, but I know you do. It says it's unlikely that people never dream. It's far more likely that you have issues with REM sleep, memory recall, or other sleep disturbances. Certain substances such as caffeine, alcohol, benzodiazepines, that word. Yes. And psychiatric medications may affect REM sleep, which may impact dreaming. So the likely thing is you just can't remember that you dreamt, basically. Basically.
Even while basically. I'm asleep, like, I guess, but I don't know.
But no, back
I
to
really
back
don't
to,
because I just feel like it's nothing but black when I'm asleep.
So when you go to sleep, it's like you close your eyes and then you're awake and it's like instant for you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever wake up feeling refreshed? Or are you exhausted?
Never. I'm always tired.
You ever consider getting tested for sleep apnea or something? Because if that's the case, no, if you're not getting REM sleep, you're not getting restorative sleep. REM sleep is your restorative sleep.
Yeah. No, I've never. I've thought about it years ago, but
that shit's important, man.
No.
If you're not dreaming, you're not getting that REM sleep.
What? I'd say maybe once every other week I wake up and I'm like, ooh, I feel good.
Joel said, I felt a void there, not necessarily pain, in response to your question for him. He said, I felt a void there, not necessarily pain, to getting stabbed in the chest.
Oh, okay.
And him talking about that dream, I woke up this morning and I now I'm trying to remember exactly what was going on in the dream. I think it was something that I didn't expect or someone that I didn't expect to do this. I got stabbed like in the side because I remember waking up and being like, what the fuck was that? And within a minute, the whole dream was gone, just gone. Because Alex was talking to the baby and I rolled over and looked at them and just didn't even think about it after that. But it was definitely strange. Joel said, when I have anxiety attacks, they manifest right in my chest. So it was probably some of that. So yeah. Okay. So, Andrew, I think it was up there, asked about sleepwalking. Like, I don't know if there's any kind of connection with sleepwalking and the nightmare thing, or what kind of correlation there is between sleepwalking and dreaming, but both of my kids do the sleepwalking thing. And my son has done it since he's tiny. When we lived in Tafton, which was two houses ago, we actually had to put a latch on the door up high because we were nervous he was going to walk out of the house. Like, and when he sleepwalks, it's not the kind that you would think about with a cartoon or a movie where they've got their eyes closed and they're just kind of wandering aimlessly. Nah, this dude, he will walk around, eyes open, knows what he's doing. He can go up and down steps. Uh-huh. He can go through doors. Like, he's aware, but he's not, right? He's conscious, but he's not aware. That's what it is. So the one night at the old house, my wife got up in the middle of the night to pee. She goes out into the hallway and saw his light on. So she walks down the hall to check on him, and he's not in his room. She walks down the steps through the dark downstairs, and she sees him sitting on the couch, straight up, hands on his lap, staring at the television that was turned off, just sitting in the dark, staring at it. And when she walked out into the kitchen, which is the next room over, and looked at him, he just did one of these. Imagine that in the middle of the fucking night, pitch black. That's scary as shit, man. This kid is creepy with that shit.
So, like, my feeling on sleep, I don't know. I sleptwalked when I was, when the fuck did I move up here? 5, 6? Whenever the fuck we moved up here. I'm the only one who's ever sleptwalked in my family. And it was only for, didn't happen a lot. It was like over a span of like 2 months. So it was when we were first moving up here, and I only know because my mom told me this. So bear with me. There is a funny story that comes out of this. So we moved up here. We moved on to West Street from Trenton. But when we moved up here, my dad couldn't find a job right away. So he stayed down at his job down in Jersey. So I think Jeremy was alive then too. Yeah, he was. So I'm the oldest of two at the time. My brother's like 6 months old. So like I'm attached to my dad at this point in my life. I'm attached to him. We move up here and it's just me, my mom, and my brother. So for those however long he stayed in Jersey for, I would have sleepwalking episodes. The one episode, I walked, I don't think we had stairs. We were upstairs. So I don't know. It was later at night, probably like midnight-ish. Why my mom was still awake, who the fuck knows. I wake up. She happens to be out in the living room and watches me walk to the front door, open it, and start walking down the steps to go outside. If she wasn't awake, God knows where I would have fucking ended up. And then the second one that I've heard her tell is I woke up. Apparently, I had to pee. I walked to the fridge. And I peed in the fridge.
I like your drunk pee story better.
Yeah, we won't get into that one.
I thought that's where this one was going.
No. The funny story is I peed in a fridge. Why? I don't know. I guess I thought it was a bathroom.
You opened the door. There it was, I guess. I don't know.
I did.
So Mommy and Munchie in chat is my sister, Casey. She says, I've only ever walked in my sleep once. We were on family vacation in Florida, and apparently I was walking around. Mom and Dad were like, what are you doing? I was like, where's the coat hanger? I don't remember that, but Dad apparently got a kick out of it. I would have got a kick out of it.
Based on my experience or hearing of my experience, I'm wondering if, like, some sort of trauma, not like it doesn't have to be like a massive trauma thing, but something triggers it.
Yeah.
And for me, it was not having somebody who I moving to a completely new area away from all the family I grew up knowing. And then the one person I probably had bonded with the most at that point in my life, because five, young little boy, of course, you want to be like your fucking douchebag dad. him not being there just like triggered it. Like all of that combined just, and like I said, I think it was only like two or three times. Those are the two stories I remember hearing. But
yeah, so that, I mean, that trauma thing could be true or just little things that happen in your environment. I've kind of read that kids getting in trouble before bed could trigger this, and we've tested that theory, but he's still like, because not that we'll yell at him before he goes to bed, but we'll scold him. I'll be like, listen, dude, we told you off the game. You got to get to bed. I don't know what you're doing this for. Stop fighting with your sister, because there's nights where that goes on at bedtime. That's actually been a really bad thing for years. These two fight when we send them up to bed. So, you know, you tell them stop, stop, stop. And by the seventh time, you're like, cut the shit, right? So you yell a little bit. And sometimes on those nights, he would sleepwalk. But again, the nights where they go to bed just fine and he doesn't have anything happen, he still does it. So for him, I don't think that's what it is. He would do it all the time. Cameron and Joel are curious about what you do with a sleepwalker. Are you supposed to let him go? Are you supposed to wake him up? What do you do? So, I mean, Alex told what we do. We kind of just redirect and try to get them to go back to their bed. That's what we do.
Try talking to them like they're awake without waking them up. Like, yeah. Hey, how about you just go back to bed?
Yeah. And I got a story about last night, but I want to read what Jared gave us. So he found some instructions on what you can do if you have somebody in your home that is sleepwalking.
Oh, please tell me this is hilarious.
I haven't read it yet. I just decided to go into my nice room.
Oh, I thought it was a video. That'd be great. Okay.
No, that would be cool. Prevent sleepwalking. Stick to a normal sleep schedule. Avoid sleep deprivation. All right, we already lose. Avoid taking unnecessary sleep aid medications. Yes, I've heard that shit does it too. What's the popular one? And I'm not talking like melatonin. There's an actual sleep aid. The fuck is it called? I don't remember what it's called, but there was a sleep aid that did this shit and gave people crazy dreams and made them sleepwalk. Avoid alcohol or caffeine before bed. Make sure the room is quiet and dark. Make others who sleep in the same home or room aware of your sleepwalking. So we actually had to do that for Casey last night because she took both kids for New Year's. She's been doing this. It's been a tradition the last couple of years. She takes both of my kids and, well, now I have three. Maybe someday she'll take all three. We'll see. But she takes them for New Year's Eve and they have a good time. And Lena, not last night, but the night before, had a little sleepwalking episode, and we had to warn Casey about it. So
when did she start?
We think that Eli passed the torch because he does not do it often anymore, but now our daughter does. So
well,
this
you
is new.
Can't put it on Eli. Like the fact that they've both done it, they're
he transferred his energy. He transferred his energy
completely in. What's the scientific term? They're completely independent of each other. I can't think of the scientific term, but like him sleepwalking has nothing to do with her sleepwalking.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it might in a genetic way, but
she inherited it from her brother. Exactly what I'm saying. So she had her.
It came from one of you two.
She had her
issue. Eli.
Three strikes. You're out. Three strikes. You're out.
Wah.
So she had her issues with the nightmares, which was tough. And then she had a good night. And then she had a semi-good night. She only woke up once. And then she had the sleepwalking night. Or two. Alex, correct me. Two nights that she sleepwalked or three? But the night Lisa was here. Oh, my God. Yes, I'll tell that story with Eli, too. But she came downstairs the other night. And Alex, like we hear her get up, okay, because her room's right above us. So we hear her get up, and Alex is like, "Oh, it's your turn." So I'm like, all right. So I stand up and I start walking to my door, and in she comes, and she looks at me and she goes, mama. And I was like, I am not mama. This is dad. She's like, oh, I want to know where my controller is, because, and at this point, Alex is already dying laughing, trying to hide it. And she's laughing, laying there, and Lena looks at her and she goes, why is mama laughing? I'm like, because, honey, you don't know what you're saying. And she's like, but I need my controller. And I'm like, at midnight? She's like, wait, it's midnight? I was like, yes, it's midnight. I need you to go back to bed, babe. Oh, but I really want... I was like, nope, let's turn around. So she goes up the stairs, and I like to joke with my kids. And I started to joke with her, and I'm like, oh, and one more thing. I'm not your daddy. And she's like, huh? And I was like, fuck, maybe I shouldn't have done that. She just had some nightmares. And then she's like, who are you? I said, I'm one of your friends. And she walks down the hallway, looks at me from her door. And she's like, no. And then she walks into her bed, lays down, and goes, you're my daddy. And then she was out. I was like, what the fuck? The night before, she had walked downstairs, and she's trying to get by Alex. And she's like, I just need to go over there. And she's pointing at the kitchen. I'm like, what the fuck? Your kid ever sleepwalk, Justin?
Not that I know of, no.
Ariel says it happens in kids a lot, and they tend to grow out of it. That's what we hear. It's not happening.
No, because it's just, you just keep restarting because you have three demon spawns.
Well, we hear that kids grow out of it, but Eli's now 13 and he still does it.
I thought you said he didn't.
Not as often, but he will still do it. So the story about when Lisa was here, our friend Lisa. If you see the name The Gamer Mom pop up on our little screen here, she's watching on Twitch. That's our friend Lisa. We met her through Twitch when we were gaming, and she is one of our gaming best friends. She's awesome. So she came and visited multiple times. She's been here. So when they come up to visit, she brings her son Tyler, and Eli gives up his bedroom so that they can sleep in there. Well, not the last time, but the time before. Our son was downstairs sleeping on the couch, and... in the middle of the night, he goes upstairs into his room, sleepwalking, and he goes to lay down on the bed. They had to put their arms up to hold on to him so he wouldn't lay on them, and he did not realize what he was doing. So he curled up at the bottom of the bed like a dog while they're laying in bed trying to sleep. And they looked at each other. They're like, what do we do? What are we supposed to do? Like, do we wake him up or what? And he did wake up, but they laid there for like 45 minutes with him at the foot of their bed because they didn't know what to do. They didn't know what they should do with him. I'm like, oh my God, you poor guys. Like, I don't know, man. That's but hilarious. I mean,
I don't think he I've gets ever heard, up to, oh no, I have.
He
I
gets haven't. Up to sleepwalk, but it's his bedroom. So I guess naturally he would go back up that way, but Jesus.
No, see, insomnia runs on my side. My mom's got insomnia. I, by default, am a night shift person because I've always had insomnia. My poor child has inherited that. So, like, when I get her on weekends, she stays up as late as I do.
Mm-hmm.
If not later. Like,
yeah.
And, you know, I won't go to bed till like 4.
Ariel, it was freaking hilarious. We got a lot of good sleepwalking stories with Eli. Stacy says Jay doesn't sleepwalk. He sits up, opens his eyes, and looks around multiple times a night.
Creepier than fucking sleepwalking.
We've had a couple of them with Eli, man. There was one night that Eli was next to the bed, startled Alex awake. She turned over, thought she heard something, turned over, and there he was standing there over her. And he goes, want to play? Middle of the night, you're groggy as shit, and that's all you hear. Like, what? Want to play? No, I don't want to play. Go back to bed, dude. My favorite, though, I think my favorite story of them sleepwalking is being at his grandpa's house. So Robbie woke up in the middle of the night, my wife's father, with Crip. Eli standing on the bed, looking down over top of him. He just opens his eyes and there's Eli staring down at him. I would have loved to see the reaction in real time. Whoa, Eli, what the fuck? Lay down, go back to bed.
Shit, fist curled up and everything. What the fuck?
Could you imagine? Like that, I mean, if his reflexes were a little different, that dude's got guns everywhere. If he thought someone was breaking into his house, oh, my poor kid, we'd have problems. But thank God he just, it could have been a scary situation. But, I mean, Robbie was probably scared shitless.
Yeah.
Once he watches this song.
I wake up clenched fist, man, like, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He also tried to run into his closet over and over one night in the old house. I had to keep scooping him back into bed. If you know my dad, it makes it so much better. True. My kid does that to me. She's going to get yeeted. Yeah, right? Can you imagine? But yeah, that night was weird too. There was something awkward about that night. And that was when we first moved into that house, isn't it, Alex? After my mom passed away. What?
Chris in the chat brought up when I was living with him and Brittany in Carbondale.
Yeah.
Both the twins did it one night. Same time.
At the same time.
I was staying in the basement. And next thing you know, like, I'm just sitting down there watching TV. And next thing you know, I have two little girls standing in my doorway just looking at me.
Like the twins from the old fucking The Shining or whatever.
Yeah, I was like, hey, girls. And they just went and just stared at me.
Hello.
They did it a couple of times. Most of the time I would be in the living room and I was just like playing my game and they'd walk out. But that one, I was like, I yelled for Chris. I was like, Chris?
Mm-mm.
Your girls are down here.
Like I kept hoping that eventually Eli would grow out of it because that's what I heard. So he still does it from time to time, not as often as he used to. But now apparently we have Lena to worry about. And you know what? You know what sucks the worst about it? We already wait until all the kids go to sleep before we go to bed. One, I want to make sure they're out cold. I want to be able to, you know, it's a safety thing. But two, if we want alone time, now we got to worry about sleepwalking kids coming into the room. We don't have doors on our new bedroom because we moved into the old living room, turned that into a master bedroom downstairs. So we still have work to do. We have curtains. We don't have doors. Yeah. Not a fan of hearing feet come down the steps at midnight. Mm-hmm. So we've discussed the idea of getting like barn doors or something for the outside of that. Justin, you know what it looks like. I'm thinking about doing barn doors on the outside and getting a latch for the inside there. No, I mean,
like sliders.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I feel like that would be good. Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Inside, not the hallway side.
It would have to be the hallway side. We couldn't fit it on the inside, unfortunately.
Why not?
Just the space. The space and the things that we have in there. It just wouldn't work.
I don't know.
Those doors. I know I need those doors, like seriously.
I wouldn't F-N-A your hallway's so narrow as it is, taking like another inch and a half on the hallway side is like,
yeah, I don't know.
Move shit around in your room and put them on the inside. This way you have control of the latch too.
The lights do look good back there, Opie, don't they? I like it.
By the way,
move it out of the way. Your mic's in the way. There you go. He got fancy with it, baby. He got fancy with it. I moved my room around a little
like
bit. I got
before,
some work to do
I feel
still.
Like if I was to like, adjust this a little bit, you'd be able to see it up there better and you still see my face.
You'll be all right. I know I have not addressed it, but that is because we're live. I don't hit everything, but everybody who's popped in on Twitch over there, guys, thank you so much for hopping in and checking us out. We are the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts podcast. We're probably gonna drop the podcast soon. We're more of a talk show now. We're more of a talk show, but we go live every week. We are on what, who, where?
I'm listening to Spotify. Video podcasts are a thing now.
Are they?
And they've been promoting, like, I don't know what the fuck they use to do it, but they've been promoting doing it on their platform.
Yeah.
Like, as commercials. So we technically are a podcast.
We could still call ourselves a podcast.
Yeah.
I've been aching over this for a while now.
I meant to tell you that.
But yes, guys, we are Nonsense and Deep Thoughts. We do a live show every single week. We alternate Mondays and Sundays. Jared, if you could grab that that image for us. We have a calendar up for November. We also have a sports show that goes live every single Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Got to correct you. January. November's gone.
I see him looking.
Did I say November?
In the background looking.
We're January. We got a January calendar. We don't have a November calendar. We have a January calendar. Yes, that one. See that? January.
Ooh,
my brain's fried. It's been a nice weekend. Yeah, so we have the sports show every single Sunday, 11 a.m. Then you have our show every other week. All right, we're on at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We talk about a whole slew of bullshit.
We have five shows this month. Am I getting paid more this month? What the fuck?
Yeah, no, you don't get paid more.
Wait,
none of us get paid more.
You're getting paid?
That's Aaron, one of our sports guys, chilling out in the back tonight, saying what's up. I was 2 months behind that. What the hell happened? I have too many things running through my head. Justin interrupted me. I had to get back on it. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, it's the only way crazy. I get to talk is interrupting you.
It's the only time you have that input, I guess. I don't know. Damn, even I get paid and I'm not on the show. Don't tell him that, dummy. Don't tell him that, man. To be fair, this year went fast. This year did go fast. I lost a lot of it, man. It was hard to keep up, but we're on the right track now. I've got lofty goals for this year for the show. I hope we can hit them. It'll be nice. But in order to do that, we need everybody's help.
Fucking original question now that you fucking avoided.
I don't have
personal goals.
God, I had to bring it up, didn't I? I just said I don't really have. Well, I did. No, I did. I did touch on it. I said I want to spend some more time outside with the family.
Oh, yeah, grow our garden. You did.
Now who's fucking up?
Anything you want to change?
It ain't me. What do you mean?
Not goal related, like resolution change.
I never really do the resolution thing.
New year, new year, homie.
But I do got to get in shape. I do got to get in shape. I'm going to hit the gym again. I got to get back there. I got to find time. It's so tough to find time, you know, having the baby and everything, but it's got to be, because the way I keep looking at it is, if I don't make the time now and spend a little bit of extra time away from home working on myself, I'm not going to have the longevity. I won't have those extra years at the end of my life. So I got to do something. I got
to
get back
into
it.
You can no longer go to Kohl's. I forget what it's called now.
I don't remember what the fuck it's called. No, I'm gonna go up to the YMCA, see what's up. We're going to get healthier as a family. Yeah, we're going to try. We're going to try. And with the podcast, too, I want to do a few more bonus things on specific sites. I know we do our show every week here and there and everywhere, but I want to do some Twitch-specific stuff. I want to do some Facebook-specific stuff. There's a lot I want to do. But
what about YouTube-specific stuff?
YouTube-specific stuff. Yes, all of it. All of it. Maybe we'll even put out some special audio shows. Who knows?
We should go on YouTube and talk about Taylor Swift.
we'll get crucified. I'll get crucified.
You'll get crucified.
How dare I? How dare I talk down on
But Taylor it'll bring Swift. Eyes.
Yes, filters have come off lately, and they're probably going to stay off. It is what it is.
By the way, happy election year.
Yeah, it's a big year, guys. I know a lot of people, they don't like to vote because they say it doesn't fucking matter. You know, we're fucked either way, but I highly suggest y'all get out and vote in the primaries. And
this year,
just try to make a difference. Just see what you can do. And this year, I don't care who you vote for, but
there's a bad path and a better path.
A bad path and a better path.
There's a terrible path and there's an path. Let's take the way.
Joel said exercise should help with sleepwalking. My son wants to start exercising too, so him and I are gonna go to the gym together and get him buff. We'll see what happens.
Oh, that's good news.
Super good news. I like it
as much as he sprouted up, dude. He could put it on fucking quick.
Mm-hmm. Dude got tall fast. Got tall fast. All right. I think that's all I have on dreams. I mean, for now, until I read more and want to talk about it again, or until I have a specific dream and want to make a story out of it.
Yeah. I mean, we could wait till I have a dream.
Take yourself some Chantix, apparently. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Maybe that's why my gummies. Pants have been so tight lately.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, we could touch on sleep talking, but I won't keep you. I won't keep you. Sleep talking is something I apparently do. I cussed out my wife sleep talking once.
I think I do that.
Dude, my dad used to have entire conversations with his mother. She used to be able to sit a wooden chair down next to his bed and get everything out of him. He couldn't go anywhere and do anything without getting caught because he would give himself up in his sleep. This is the story I got from him when I was younger anyway. I don't know about the validity of it, but it's the story I remember him telling.
What's he doing that to just make you not do bad shit? Saying it's always come in your room and just talk to you?
Bro, it's always possible. It's always possible.
But the fact that you sleep talk probably points to him sleep talking too.
Yeah. Mark says
MLK is greater than me. Of course he is.
I think he meant MGK.
Fuck MGK.
That's what I need, Gamer Mom. That's what I need is a dream book. I need that. I need to start keeping track of my dreams and shit. Remember him telling that also. See, it wasn't just me, but it's probably a story he told to keep us in line. I felt best on my diabetic diet when I had gestational. I just want to eat meat. Give me those steaks.
Oh, I have a dream.
All right, so I think that's going to do it for tonight, guys. Remember to follow us on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitch. You can get us on TikTok, on Instagram, all that happy horse shit. And then make sure you follow the audio version too, guys. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple, we're on Google. And we have some special stuff coming up because we did hit 1,000 followers over on Facebook. We hit our goal. We have some stuff coming to you. We're not only going to do one giveaway. We are going to do two. Okay. We're doing two because Aaron has Aaron has decided to throw in, something for the sports show as well. So we're going to be putting something together. Keep an eye out, everybody, to see how this contest is going to work. All right. And, man, I hope y'all have a great start to your new year, and I hope to see you all again next Sunday.
Later.
All right, y'all. It's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.